This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 10/14/2022. Patient's last name is Haley, Haley. First name is Jase, Jase. Date of birth, 3/22/2022. Patient is a 6-month-old male, accompanied by mother for follow-up regarding otitis media and fever. Mother stated that child is still having intermittent fever up to 101. Sorry. Review of systems, HEENT, AENT. Patient has no reported nasal drainage, has intermittently pulling his ears, no report of any ear discharge or loss of hearing, no sore throat or painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blurred vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain. Respiratory, no report of any cough, no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no diarrhea or vomiting. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no joint stiffness or report of any joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears alert with no evidence of acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, no report of any drug allergies. Weight was not taken this visit. His last weight was a few days ago. It wasn't taken either. Okay, pulse was 110. Respiration 22. Temperature was 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLAEOMI, tympanic membrane, erythematous bilaterally, no evidence of any drainage or discharge. Oral mucosa, pica moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial muscle, extremities, voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert. No evidence of any deficits. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no rash, no abrasion noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Mother instructed to keep measuring child's temperature, and if fever continues to be high, to return to emergency room. Also to continue current antibiotic regimen. Diagnosis, acute otitis media, bilateral, and fever. Increase oral fluids encouraged for proper hydration. Next patient, last name is Montgomery, first name is Johnny. Date of birth is 1/25/1955. Date of service is 10/14/2022. Patient is 67-year-old male who returned to the clinic following his diagnosis of strep pharyngitis and influenza A. He verbalized improvement in his symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient complain of slight nasal discharge, denies any ear pain or any ear drainage, denies any sore throat or painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient complain of cough, no shortness of breath, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 244.2 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 141 over 89, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 97.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial moves, all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3 with no deficit noted, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was retested for flu, which was negative, also strep was negative. Patient to continue current regimen and work release given for to go back to work in 3 days. Diagnosis, influenza A and strep pharyngitis, which is currently resolving. Also, part of diagnosis is acute bronchitis, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Patients had routine lab work as requested by the family with pending results. Patient to return to clinic in 1 week for follow-up on lab. Next patient, last name is Montgomery, first name is Lasonya, Lasonya, date of birth is 7/15/1958, date of service is 10/14/2022, patient is a 64-year-old female accompanied by husband, presents for follow-up regarding upper respiratory infection, acute bronchitis, strep pharyngitis, and flu. She verbalized improvement, although she stated that she's still coughing at intervals. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient complained of nasal drainage, denies any air pain, no loss of hearing, slight complaint of sore throat, but no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient complain of intermittent cough and congestion. Shortness of breath has improved. GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is just alert and oriented with no acute distress. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 162.8 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 119 over 81, pulse is 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, like pharyngeal erythema, noted with no pustular lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs few crackles auscultated over upper lung fields, no wheezes evident, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient remained positive for flu A. Strep was negative. Patient to continue her current medications. Also, labs were done, routine labs done per patient's request. Diagnosis of shortness of breath, fatigue, acute bronchitis, strep pharyngitis, and influenza A. Patient to continue current regimen as prescribed and follow up in 1 week. Next patient, last name is Portillo, P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O. First name is Yoandre, Y-O-H-N-D-R-Y. Date of birth is 10/11/2013, date of the service is 10/14/2022. Patient is a 9-year-old male who presents today by mother with complaint of cough, congestion, and sore throat for 3 days. Denies any fever. Patient has history of autism. review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient reportedly has some nasal drainage and no report of any ear discharge or loss of hearing, no report of any sore throat or painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, according to mother, child has been coughing, bringing some phlegm, with no shortness of breath reported. GI, no report of any diarrhea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion, no erythema reported. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child makes good eye contact. No, child has also multiple allergies, Rosefin, and mother doesn't really know the list. She says she has a list of allergies, but no list was brought to the clinic. Weight is 131.2 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 124/81, pulse is 110, respiration 18, temperature 98.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa, erythematous, and moist with active clear drainage. Oral mucosa, pink and moist, slight pharyngeal erythema noted, no pustular lesions, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adiponopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs, few crackles auscultated over upper lung field, no wheezes noted, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, facial muscle, all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, virus syndrome. Right, also right acute otitis media. I'll go back to that assessment, the right tympanic membrane erythematous. Sorry about that. Patient was given Brumfed DM, 5 mL POTIDPRN, quantity 6 ounces, Amoxil 400 mg in 5 mL, 5 mL POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient, Loratadine 10 mg, 1 POQ day, quantity 30. Follow was scheduled for 4 days or as needed. Yes. Okay, patient has a diagnosis of right acute otitis media, upper respiratory infection, allergic rhinitis, and strep pharyngitis. Thank you.